commodity.
It's just unbelievable how much the price of flour went up overnight, literally.
Just a few weeks ago, a 23-kilogram bag of flour cost Weeks $15. Today, the price is closer to $40.
We're trying to figure out ways to cope with that, but it's to the point now where we have no choice. We're going to have to raise prices.
A growing global appetite for wheat in developing countries is blamed for the higher prices. Adding to supply pressures is the growing demand for alternative energy. Farmers are planting less wheat to make room for corn, the most common ingredient in ethanol. And with U.S. stockpiles at a 60-year low, Kansas farmer Joe Kerr says there's never been a better time to grow wheat.
Well, it is real exciting to see where the prices are, prices that I have not seen in my lifetime.
The higher wheat prices have already doubled the price of pasta. A loaf of bread will cost an extra 20 cents. Economists say the high prices are contributing to the fastest rate of food inflation in nearly 15 years. Grain analyst Vic Lespinasse.
As long as this strong foreign demand continues, and as long as the demand for ethanol continues to grow very rapidly, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
The price spikes are being felt around the world as foreign buyers snap up remaining supplies from wheat-growing countries such as the United States and Kazakhstan, which have been exporting grain at a record pace. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Wangwang 英语网站，欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。